This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To work at finding out how this is connected to the moon or kind of. What? I don't know this song at all. What is this?
Moon is Up by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, how did I miss that? Heavenly days. All right, yeah, the Stones, okay. This is not one of their big pop hits, though, but it does speak well to their to the variety of things they cooked up over the how long, like since the 60s. They were around when the Beatles were around, the mid-60s to today. So was that 60 years? How about that for a career? Run around those guys, they've looked half dead for half of their career, and they're still at it. Right? And it's they have the same sort of impact on the audience as Taylor Swift does, in a way. And they make so much money. My God, these guys. And they don't have to, well, they don't rehearse. They don't see each other. They just run out on stage and they look at each other.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the, we'll start with the song.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of the way we do things here, Jay, actually. Here's what we're going with. Well, let's see what we have to go with. I was just studying something, one of my farm papers that I thought I'd pass along just as FYI. For those of you who are unschooled in the ways of the farm, and the farmers, don't forget, we have our Food Farm Family Fest every day at foodfarmfamily.com. And we have our American Family Farmer Show that's on every weekend on most of these same stations. And so one of the things that I opine about this week is field corn versus sweet corn. You want me to dig into that a little bit? How many people listening right now, right here to this program, know the difference between sweet corn and field corn? Raise your hands, please.
Somewhat. At the risk of being wrong, sweet corn is what we can eat. Field corn is what we don't eat.
Okay. Well, that's
accurate
a pretty good
or not.
No, that's actually, well, it depends on who you're talking to. Field corn is what is created for cows to eat. Field corn is what I chop for silage and feed to the cows. I feed them sweet corn, too, frankly. I chop that up and feed it because they like the green of the corn, and the kernels are good for them as well. A lot of protein in it, but the human side of it, field corn grows to be much taller than sweet corn does, and the ears are often much harder, and if you let them stay on the stalk longer, they become colorful. Thus, some people call it Indian corn, some people call it Brazilian corn, but it is, and the ears are much bigger, the kernels are much harder, and depending on how long you leave them on the stalk, they become colorful. So the Brazilians actually do eat. The Brazilians call Brazilian corn. It's called cow corn by some and Indian corn by others and maize by even other people. M-A-I-Z. Thus the term corn maize. This time of year, lots of farms that do a good deal of tourism, agritourism. They have sunflower mazes and they have corn mazes where they cut a path through the corn. And you know, the idea is to find your way. You start in one part of the field and you hopefully come out on the other side of the field or not. It depends on whether you give up or not. But that's the maize comes from M-A-I-Z-E, which was the Indian word the natives called corn maize. So does that help if you are having a barbecue for Labor Day weekend and somebody brings you a bag full of field corn, or maybe they bring you Brazilian corn or maize, whatever it is, you better cook it a lot.
That's a centerpiece.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because you won't like, if you're not used to it, you won't like the taste of it by any stretch of the imagination. So there it is, my lesson for the day from the field corn field. All right, as long as we're talking about farm stuff, actually this isn't farm stuff, but it is from the animal department. A South Carolina roadside zoo is going to have to close. There was a settlement this week of a federal lawsuit brought by the PETA people. So the animal, the folks that run PETA, this is an animal rights group. If you know, I mean, everybody knows who PETA is, don't you think, Jay? Doesn't everybody know who?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much they did. Okay, so they took the Wakatee Zoo in North Carolina, or South Carolina, rather, to court. They charged the operators with cruelty to animals. So they are banned, the people that own this are banned from owning or exhibiting wild animals, exotic animals. They are not allowed to breed any domestic animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowed to exploit domestic animals.
And this isn't like one of the zoos that you see in the major cities where they have rehabilitation and stuff. This is one of those roadside zoos where a full-grown bear is in a cage that is better fit for like an owl.
Yeah. So PETA does some good things. Sometimes they go a little beyond. There's a whole big thing in California at the moment. I was looking at my farm news this week because a lot of people are following this. There was a, I think, Prop 12 or something like that. And Jennifer here, she gave me the right number, that prohibited farmers from putting calves or pork or any chickens or anything in a cage they couldn't turn around in, which to me only seems normal. And that's the way it ought to be. But some farmers don't agree and. And so they've got caught, they've been caught doing things that, frankly, they ought not to be doing. So as somebody who looks especially at my cows, we've had a lot of cows and calves calving. I had seven. I was gone for a couple of days. So I said to my guys, there's probably four or five, maybe six cows that are going to calf in the next few days. So I came back last night, and I'm looking at four new heifer calves that were born in the last 24 hours sitting in the barn. The cutest little things. I probably should take pictures of them. You can post them.
Yes, please.
Yeah, they're really wonderful animals. All right, not so wonderful. This 800-pound alligator found in the Mississippi River is a monster. 14 feet long, 800 pounds. Wowie zowie. This is a group of men who are out looking for alligators. They captured this alligator. This breaks the state record for the longest alligator in captivity, according to the Mississippi Department of Wildlife. And so they were congratulating these. What are they going to do with this, though? Okay, you look on Facebook and they
I would think
pictures
sell it. The alligator
sell it
is...
to a zoo?
No, well, I mean, is the alligator still alive? Yeah, alligator's on the menu in a lot of places, especially in Florida and the South. It's an appetizer, kind of like calamari.
Really? Fried alligator. Oh, my God. Oof. Well, anyway, I don't know what they're doing with it. It's just the reason it caught my attention is because it broke the title for the longest male alligator. So are we to get from that female alligators are longer than male alligators?
I don't know.
Let's see here. This alligator was 2 inches longer than the last one that held the title. I don't know. who wants to have the job of measuring the alligator? Right? You put the tape on its nose, and then you run it to its tail and see how long it is.
I think it's dead. I don't believe it's alive. It's probably a lot easier too. Because these are full on alligator hunters. This is their job.
Yeah. Okay.
I would think they sell it like a fish market kind of situation.
Yeah. Not for me, thank you. The Loch Ness Monster. Speaking of hunters, how many people are out hunting still the Loch Ness Monster? There's a gathering in Scotland this weekend. They get together every year to try to find the Loch Ness Monster. Hey, listen, you got to have something to do on the weekend? Here you go. Is there a more elusive creature in the world than the Loch Ness Monster? What are you doing this weekend, Fred? I'm going out to look for the Loch Ness Monster. Spotted first, according to legend, in the Scottish Highlands. The myth. Is it a myth? No, that's the thing. It's been, how many years?
Question.
All my life people have been talking about the
Loch Ness. There are some blurry photos of something creeping out of the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're old enough to remember the monster from the Black Lagoon, no, the creature, 1954, scariest movie. I didn't go to see it, just the ads scared the pants off of me. It was called The Creature from the Black Lagoon. And it was one of those silly movies where somebody, the actor dressed up in a metal suit, kind of. The modern day equivalent would be what Robert Downey Jr. wears in Iron Man. That's what the guy. Or maybe what was his face did in Star Wars, right? C-3PO, that kind of an outfit. So this walked out of the monster. The first, I never saw the movie, but I saw some pieces of it. He walks out of the water carrying this limp body, this limp woman, this beautiful woman, and he's found her in the bottom of the lake. Very exciting, right? Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so the Loch Ness Monster boys are out this weekend, and they're going to explore more of these areas to see if they can't find the Loch Ness Monster. And there's actually a Loch Ness exploration expert named Alan McKenna, who's going to instruct the participants going out this weekend on what to look for. Yeah, what do you look for in order to find the Loch Ness? What do you look for? All there's been is a blur, as you said. There's no real.
Yeah, that like fuzzy photo of this giant serpent-like thing. Well, and there, I feel like there are a lot of these things of the hunts for the mythical creatures. You have the hunt for Yeti or Sasquatch at various times of the year, where people just gather together, and maybe it's more of a festival of getting together with like-minded people who share a fascination.
And you know what? They all get looped. They go to the pub, and they all get Like, the only hunt that I've ever enjoyed is watching the hunt for Red October. The rest of the hunts you're going to have. 18 after the hour, this is the Good Day program.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Half the hour now on the Good Dates program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Beyonce. I'm going to crank this up, James, a little bit. So, this is called Who Runs the World? Is that the name of the song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, let's bring it down a little bit to Who Runs Santa Clara. Apparently, Beyonce is going to become an honorary mayor of the city of Santa Clara. She's going to be given a key to the city. She's stopping there on her Renaissance tour. So I guess that's a good time. Why not give her the key to the city, right?
Yeah. Honorary mayor for a day. They did this with Taylor Swift when she came through with her Eras tour, too.
Okay, I wondered about that. This is at the Levi Stadium. And I don't know Santa Clara that well, frankly. It's one of those cities that isn't a mystery, but it's not on the main tour between San Francisco and Los Angeles, but yet it's a very popular spot. And there are a lot of people that, you know, they go in like these tours that make stops there. It's kind of like Atlanta, Minneapolis, places like that. So they're having Beyonce Day. So is Beyonce as forceful in the music business? Does she have the impact, do you think, still today that Taylor Swift does?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yeah. And the fact that both of them have these massive tours that they're doing at the same time, relatively speaking, I mean, they
are solve
most of... I don't know. I don't know them personally, but I would imagine that they have immense respect for each other.
Yeah, right. No, that's good. All right, so there's a lot of people going to see this, her concert in Santa Clara. Apparently, Kamala Harris... who doesn't have anything else to do because she's not doing much as vice president, might as well go to a concert, right? Madonna's supposed to show up. Oprah Winfrey. All right, so there they are. The latest story from the Beyonce gang. Up next, Ellie Goulding is in our focus. That's right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What are you waiting for?
All right, I'm going to throw this one to you, Jay. I don't know that much about Ellie Goulding, except the reason we're talking about her is she got hit in the face with some fireworks over in England. That's why she's in the purview here. But how we compare it, we're talking about Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Is she in that league, this Ellie Goulding? I don't know.
I think that Taylor Swift and Beyonce are kind of in a league of their own. But Ellie Goulding is very popular worldwide. Has a lot of songs. But so you know how fireworks, a lot of musicians, then part of their act, they have fireworks on the stage and the pyrotechnics. Mm-hmm. And she was jumping around on stage, and there was one part she was performing the song Miracle that she does with Calvin Harris. She was performing it, and she got to this one spot and stood a little bit too close to where the firework was about to go off, and it went off and pretty much skimmed her face. It wasn't like pow right in the kiss or anything like that, but it definitely skimmed her face, and audience caught video of it. And she had a moment where she kind of was like, oh no, but then she kept on singing. She kept rolling with it.
Good thing she's safe. So that's the latest for you Ellie Goulding fans here on Good Day 28 After the Hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hurricane Idalia is hitting Florida's Big Bend region this morning. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds well over 100 miles per hour, and that puts it as a class of major hurricane. The center is warning of storm surges and big winds along Florida's Gulf Coast and inland as it heads northeast by about 15 miles an hour. The American Red Cross is busy. More than 1,500 disaster workers are spread across 25 relief operations from coast to coast, helping people impacted by recent wildfires and storms. Today is the two-year anniversary of the disastrous U.S. military evacuation of Afghanistan. The final departure came just hours after the Taliban took control of the country. The confusion created by the U.S. military's sudden departure led to an attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take us with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
So we got the moon in our focus today, and Labor Day is on the horizon, so some nice things to bring us musical interludes here on the Good Day program, all kinds of stuff with the blue moon. You want to listen to my treatise on that, you can go back to earlier in the program, Good Day download, and the Good Day Show runs every day, all day, in a loop at gooddayshow.com. So you can hear the whole program. You hear us when we do it live. You can hear parts that you missed. Help yourself. Gooddayshow.com. We have a couple of television items here before we spend time with Uri Geller. Jay, here's a super group. Somebody referred to them as the Mount Rushmore of late night hosts. Maybe that's what they call themselves. They're the current late night hosts, but none of them hold a candle to Johnny Carson. In the group is Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, John Oliver. Apparently they're getting together and they're going to participate in a limited series. It's a podcast called Strike Force 5 that follows them as they navigate the Hollywood strikes.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit more around it. That's fantastic. And I think that a lot of times, and these are people who are, they are writers themselves. They got their start as writers. They rely heavily for their programs on writers. And they've also been advocates for the writers on their staff, knowing that they themselves are financially okay. And who was it? Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, I believe, paid. Who were paying for a long period. And I think that they might still be.
Still be doing
but
it.
Whenever you have competing shows, people think, well, they don't get along. They're competitors. They're not friends. They're foes. And the reality is, they're all friends, and they're going to get to work on a project together that also sheds light on something that's happening currently.
Yep, and it is. So I'm going to talk to Chucker about that a little bit to see how that's going. All right, so now another TV story, but this one is a little more dramatic. In Chicago yesterday, a TV crew was on the scene covering an armed robbery, and then apparently, there's been a number of robberies in this part of Chicago. Then the crew became victims of an armed holdup themselves. So Chicago PD, it's not the TV show, although maybe this will end up as a, this will be an idea for
them.
It's
totally going to be written in once they come back.
Right, exactly. So a reporter and a photographer gathering video. This is an area that's 5 miles northeast of downtown in a neighborhood that's not so great, frankly. But they have, you know, some good shopping there and some good restaurants, that kind of stuff. So the police say the assault involved a 28-year-old man and a 42-year-old man who are outside on the street. A black SUV approaches them. And away they go. They hold them up. Stick them up. We want all your valuables. So anyway, they had ski masks
crew,
on.
They're a camera crew. They're probably thinking that their equipment is going to be
worth
enough of a payday anyway.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So the crew is okay, even though they got robbed. They took the camera, the equipment, and whatever. They get some personal belongings as well. But what is it? Art imitating life. Or some of life imitating art. I figure out which comes first, the horse or the wagon there.
I think it depends on the day.
Yeah.
Both are accurate.
Anyway, so that's something. Listen, it's not safe anywhere. Wednesday, August the 30th, which is kind of a sad thing, are covering a lot of different things. The hurricane, I think we'll have tomorrow. Let's have John Harper with us about this time tomorrow morning to find out what the hurricane crosses the state, what kind of shape the state is in after they've been putting up with it for a 24-hour period or so. The Biden administration announced yesterday 10 drugs subject to Medicare price negotiations, trying to lower government spending on prescription drugs. What a ripoff, this whole thing, the drug companies. I just saw something about the way Big Pharma is dodging taxes. Apparently, according to some stats, the six biggest U.S. pharmaceutical companies reported, listen to this, $250 billion in sales last year, but paid 3% of it in taxes. The average corporate tax rate is 21% now. So Big Pharma gets away with more. And every ad on television, you know, there's just, you name it, they're trying to sell it. And of the eight big pharmaceutical firms, there was only one Gilead that reported the majority of its income came from the United States. The rest of it they put overseas so they don't have to pay taxes on it. What a bunch of scum. Merck and some of these other, I'm looking at, we know them all. Pfizer, just make you sick. They do, literally. The drugs may make you sick as well. Anyway, the drugs that we're talking about here that are being recategorized in Medicare account for $3.4 billion in out-of-pocket expenses for the people who are on Medicare. That is, in addition to what the government pays, we pay $3.4 billion directly to these drug companies. For Eliquis, that's the number one drug. And Xarelto is number two. And Jardiance is three. And let's see what number four is. Phyrexia, I don't even know what that is, diabetes. Entresto, all these, you see the ads on TV, that's where the money
is. All the time. It's almost, here's the sad fact, that you almost can recall the jingle more quickly than what you can recall with the medicine itself as well.
Yeah, exactly. Some good news, job vacancies have dropped. U.S. job openings fell to the lowest level in more than 2 years. Government data, job openings dropped to 8.8 million. Still looking, there are 9.2 million open jobs in June. Last month there were 8 million jobs available. Still a lot of people, a lot of jobs looking for people, that's for sure. Let me help you enjoy yourself. We're going to enjoy yourself with Uri Geller in a moment. One of the first 10 callers right now wins two free nights in Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. Has this been around long enough so that I don't have to give you any more information? You all know about the two free nights in Vegas. Have you called yet for yours? Dial 800-419-3684 and call them right now, and you'll have some fun. There's no question about the fact that Las Vegas is a good place to go, shows, dining, all of that good stuff. So have some fun. Call 800-419-3684, and it's on the house. Uri Geller coming right up here on Good Day.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
I think I'm about to lose control of my program here. It's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner and my pal Uri Geller. I was with somebody, some radio people yesterday, and I was talking about you being on the program because we were talking about the program, what's in it, some of the people that are on as guests. And this guy looks at me. He's about 23, 24 years old, long hair, big beard. And he looks at me and he says, "You're not talking about that spoonbender guy, are you?" And I said, "Yeah, I am talking about that spoonbender guy." So here's the latest from Uri. If you go to his Twitter page or you look around, go to Uri Geller, his website, urigeller.com, you can see pictures of a female. I'm going to do this gently, or I'm going to let you describe the picture of the alien that you have put up on your Twitter page. Why is this a remarkable photo, Uri?
Well, it's remarkable, Doug, and hi, everybody who's listening, is because this photograph of the alien, if she's a female, has never been seen before, ever. And I got it from Whitley Strieber. Whitley Strieber is still a huge, huge best-selling author who wrote a book decades ago called Communion. Mm. He's a sophisticated scientist, and he claimed that he was abducted by aliens. Now, this photo was taken in a basement in Mexico and by the guard who was guarding on the building. It's spectacular for many different kind of
angles. Go ahead.
Don't worry. I won't mention the word.
Well, listen, go ahead. Why not? It's a part of the body.
Okay. I mean, it's a medical word, but this is the first time you actually see the vagina of an alien. Because people are always why aren't aliens what are they wearing? Because you just don't know whether they're female or male, and here you can clearly see that this is coming from Whitley Strieber. Obviously, I mean he explained me.
So that women claims, do alien women alien females have breasts or no? They just have. How do we know?
You decide. Look at the photo. I mean,
I can just see the reviews now.
Hey guys, everybody who's listening to us, go to Twitter. Go to my Twitter is the Uri Geller. Have a look at the photo and then send messages to Doug and tell Doug what you think you see. Let me send them to Uri. Okay, send them.
Send them to me. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Tweet.
How many people who wake up this morning listening to this are figuring that they're going to hear Uri and Doug and Jay talking about the female private parts of
we're talking about alien vaginas. Like, alien. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. where else can you hear that? That's the scoop of the day. Uri finds an alien vagina. Film at 11. Or maybe not.
Unbelievable. I mean, Doug, when we met over 33 years ago, did we ever think that we were going to speak about aliens? Forget the private parts now. Just aliens. I mean,
nothing surprises me when it comes to you. And so here's another one. This is one for the books. Apparently, Vladimir Putin has sent you a spoon. What's he looking for with the spoon?
Okay, so I had a show yesterday in England. It's very much like The View in America. You know, Barbara Walters and
others. Yeah.
So they have the same thing in England. But
are you in England now, did you do it remotely from Israel?
Oh, remotely, via Zoom. But they are called Loose Women. They're not called The View, they're called Loose Women. And we were discussing aliens. And then suddenly, because I was standing next to my Cadillac, to those who do not know, I have a 1976 Fleetwood Brougham covered with 2,600 spoons, all belonging to very famous people. I mean, James Dean, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Adele, Beyonce, you name it. And then I suddenly stopped and I said, guess what? Who sent me a spoon? And I took the picture of Putin, who was eating with a spoon on the photo. And I said, look, Putin sent me a spoon. Now, this went crazy. The girls were stunned. The four loose women could not believe their eyes. And one of them said, if I were you, I would send the spoon back to Putin. And I say, no way. I'm not sending that spoon back.
That's going to stay in the museum. Thank you very much. Did he send it to you to bend it? Why did he send it to you?
No, for the car, you know,
it's on the car. All right, got it.
I placed it on the car now.
Yep.
And, you know, now on second thoughts, Doug, that you're mentioning this, maybe I should build a plexiglass kind of.
Yeah, somebody's going to want to. Yeah, if they know it's you, somebody's going to want to destroy it and grab it on the car and. Yeah, you're gonna rip it off.
Yeah, this is so much fun. Always so much fun speaking to you, and it's meaningful. Always good information.
Right, exactly.
Really
nothing better than an alien vagina to set off our day. Uri Geller, check out his website urigeller.com. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This Chuck Curry time? Chucker's not here, so Jay and I are fending for ourselves, and so I don't have Chucker to control the conversation. Let's focus on this new Adam Sandler Netflix movie, The Bat Mitzvah, which apparently is highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got a 96% critical rating.
Yeah, certified.
What do you know? It's
fresh.
Called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. That's what it's called. my heavens. Anyway, he doesn't get treated too well by Rotten Tomatoes. Usually they pan his movies, which is all the more reason, as far as I'm concerned, to go see it. Anyway,
this is one that they actually liked. This one. Yeah, one of his better ones. And it's super, it's his whole family's in it. His wife is in it. His two daughters are in it.
Yeah, right.
And it's great.
Yeah. So his wife, Sadie is one of his daughters. Sonny is the other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Of all of the movies reviewed by Rotten Tomatoes, one holds the exact opposite reaction to this one. The movie from 2015, The Ridiculous Six. That got a zero from Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Why is Rotten Tomatoes so important? Anyway, what is the? Who cares what?
I'm not sure, but I'm really unsure of what it is, because I feel like a lot of times critics say one thing about a film, most people that go see the film feel completely the opposite.
Right. I do. That's right. I just think critics are a bunch of horses.
And also, you have to know what you're getting yourself into. Aside from Uncut Gems, which Adam Sandler, it was more of a serious film for him.
Yeah,
but normally Adam Sandler movies, they're goofy, they're silly. They're not meant to make you think. They're meant to just give you kind of a break in life and just,
have fun.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see here. Chris Hemsworth has been talking about why he doesn't want his daughter to pursue acting. She appeared, she's 11 years old, but she's been in a movie already. Her name is India. As a twin.
She did a great job, too. And she's at the very end of Thor Love and Thunder, where she kind of plays like his adopted daughter in a way, and this war that
did you see the movie?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
And I mean, she did a great job in it. So it's just one scene, but she did a great job.
But he says, there's plenty of time to be an actress. You have to go. Let's have some fun. Go to school, ride some horses, be a kid. Because once the train moves on, it's hard to get off of it.
You
and
can't
I
go
think,
back.
Yeah, no, I think, what's the, my daughter had this young girl, what the heck is her name?
Wasn't it one of the Fanning sisters, Dakota?
Yeah,
Fanning,
it was.
Ellie,
it was,
Elle Fanning?
No, it wasn't Elle, it was the other one.
Dakota, okay.
Dakota, yeah. Liked her, sweet kid, but she was in and out of school, like half the time she was out of school, and she did make all this stuff up, but she said that she was different, and the kids treated her differently because she was a movie star at that age. I'm trying to think of what age it was. She was in high school, anyway. Apparently Chris is slowing down his acting career as well, but he's made this role that he's playing, Thor, is something that keeps repeating itself in these various Disney movies, right? So he's going to have more.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover with characters, even if it's not their own, the characters on standalone film.
Right, yep.
You see them in a lot.
Yep. All right, let's see here. Story of Florence Pugh. Is that how you pronounce her name? P-U-G-H. Shaved her hair off to defy Hollywood expectations of what an actress is supposed to look like. So she's got this new haircut. What's she been in? What is she?
I kind of
know the name.
She was in the Black Widow standalone film and in the Marvel Universe. She was in the, what was it, with Harry Styles, the Olivia Wilde directed one, Don't Worry, Darling. She was in, is it Midsommar?
I don't know.
She's been in a lot of other things.
Little Women, Oppenheimer?
Yes. Little Women.
She was, what part did she play in Oppenheimer?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember her name. It was Jean.
Yeah, because the wife is played by Emily Blunt.
That's right, yes.
So, I don't know. I'll have to go back and look at that. So, anyway, she switched her hairstyle, apparently,
for
the Oppenheimer premiere.
For actors and actresses especially, you always have wigs. Probably having a shaved head makes it a lot easier for hair and makeup.
Yeah. Apparently, she helped Emily Blunt at the premiere avoid a wardrobe malfunction. Something was
on. That was a cute video. Cute clip when that happened. Emily Blunt busted a button and they both kind of like grabbed to keep it shut.
There you go. All right, so there. We didn't need Chucker, right? We didn't need Chucker today. We were fine. Well, that Chucker, who'll probably be back, I'm sure, tomorrow. Same time, same station, as they say in the cornball radio world. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.